94, so we'll continue with 95 tonight. Bolo Ladli Lal Ki. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 We've been learning in these last few dohas about the special qualities of Brahm that bring out the loving, playful side of him. We've been learning about how he is actually under the control of his devotees due to the effect of their bhakti. This is a very important quality of Shri Krishna, which is not revealed in his formless aspect that we call Nirakar Brahm. It's not revealed in his almighty aspect that we call Mahavishnu or any of the other almighty forms. It's only revealed in his form as Leelavatar, Shri Krishna, and in his modest form as Shri Ram. In this next doha, doha number 95, Maharaji continues explaining along these lines, showing the contrast between how Ved describes Brahm, but how under the effect of the bhakti of his devotees, Brahm forgets actually behavior contravenes or contradicts those qualities of Brahm described in the Vedas, or they seem to. So here Shri Maharaj Ji says, Jako kahi nirlep. Nirlep means without attachment to anyone. Jako kahi nirlep as puni puni ved pukar. Ved is always telling that God has no attachments. Even Bhagavatam, when Vasudev Ji is praising Shri Krishna in the Bhagavatam, he says, Tvattosya janmasthiti sanyaman vibho vadantyaniha dagunada vikriyat. Tvayishvare brahmanino virudhyate tvadashrayatvadupacharyate gunai. He's praising Shri Krishna once he appeared, and he says, you are aniha, among other things. One of the adjectives he used for him is aniha. You have no attachment to anyone. Vedas tell us that again and again and again. And yet, Maharaji points out that Jakar Dekhahu Madhupuri, again he's talking to the Gyanis. O Gyanis, you say that Brahm has no attachment to anyone? Go to Madhupuri, meaning Mathura. Go to Mathura, Soi Kubja Ko Yaar. The same Shri Krishna has been spellbound by the bhakti of the great devotee Kubja. Many of you might have heard the story of Kubja, how it happened, that the day that Balaram and Krishna went to Mathura from Braj, when Akrur came and brought them for the Dhanush Yajna at Kansa's request, they were seen by everybody all over the town, and the whole town was talking about them. Kubja was preparing some chandan for Kans. But as she was doing it, she was thinking about Shri Krishna. Tan se Kans ki seva kar rahi thi, lekin man se Shri Krishna ka smaran ho raha tha. So Shri Krishna came to her, and he said, "Oh, I need some of this paste, my dear, that you've been preparing." And Kubja was a hunchback. That's what her name means. So, according to physical appearance, she was extremely kurup. But Shri Krishna doesn't care for that. Vyadhasya charanam dhruvasya chavayo vidya gajendrasya ka kubjaya kimunam rupam adhikam kim tatsudam no dhanam. What good acharan did Valmiki have? He was a robber and a killer. But due to his bhakti, he became so dear to Bhagwan Ram that he got the vision of his leelas and wrote the Ramayana before Ram even took avatar. What was the respectable age of Dhruv? He was so young. He was only 5 years old. Normally people respect elders. Shri Krishna said, "Doesn't matter. Age makes no difference to me." Dhruv captured his heart with his devotion. What was the knowledge of Gajendra? An elephant doesn't have knowledge as compared to a human. And yet, Shri Krishna wasn't looking for any such great qualification of knowledge. Gajendra surrendered and he went. Kubjaya kimu naam roopam adhikam. Kubja's name and appearance were both horrible. It made no difference to Shri Krishna. And Sudama had no dhan, no wealth of any kind, and yet he was so dear to Shri Krishna that when he entered his palace dressed in rags, and Shri Krishna recognized his childhood friend, he sat him on his very throne and washed his feet and had the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, in the form of Rukmini, fanning him, doing his seva. This is the power of the devotees of Shri Krishna. That's the power they have over his heart because he is so soft-hearted. So Shri Krishna went to Kubja and she said, but this has been prepared for Kans. Krishna said, "I'm not afraid of Kans. Are you afraid of Kans?" She said, not if you're here. So he just took his fingers, stepped on her toes, and took his fingers under her chin, and just straightened her up, and her back became straight. What type of devotion did Kubja have? It's a type of Madhuri Bhav. You have heard it described here and by Sri Maharajji many times that there are five ways to do devotion to God with five types of relationship. Bhagwan se shant bhav pyar kar sakte hain. Wo bahut dur ka rishta hai. Shant bhav means how a subject loves their king or queen. Usse samip dasya bhav. Closer than that is feeling that Shri Krishna is your master and you are his servant. Usse bhi samip sakhya bhav. loving Shri Krishna as your friend or your brother, this is even closer. Usse bhi samip vatsalya bhav. Even closer than that is loving Shri Krishna as your own son. Usse bhi samip madhuri bhav, priyatam bhav. Loving Shri Krishna as your beloved is the closest relationship that you can have. So it is the highest bhav. Within madhuri bhav, there are three distinct classifications, depending on the level of selflessness. Nishkamata or sakamata ke anusar madhuri bhav mein teen sthar hain. Jo Maharaj ji kehte hain C class ka hai. The lowest part of madhuri bhav is called sadharani rati madhuri bhav. This is when we love Shri Krishna as our beloved, just feeling that if he looks at me, if I receive his affection, I will be happy. That's called sadharani rati madhuri bhav. Mujhe sukh milega yadi Shri Krishna meri or dekhenge, mujhse pyar karenge, to mujhe sukh milega. Ye sadharani rati madhuri bhav hai. Usse uncha B class. Samanjasarati madhuri bhav. Ye raniyon ka pyar hai. Rukmini, Satyabhama vagaira. Unse aise pyar karti thi ki unko sukh dena bhi chahti hoon aur unse sukh lena bhi hai. To thoda adhikar rakhti thi ki ye mera pati hai to unko pyar karna chahiye mujhse. The queens are the next step up in B class of madhuri bhav. They felt some regard for Shri Krishna's happiness, but they also felt some demand, like he's my husband, so he should love me. Then there's A class of madhuri bhav. Sabse uncha star hai gopiyon ka. Usko bolte hain samarthaarati madhuri bhav. Gopiyan yahi chahti thi ki mere priyatam ko sukh mile. The gopis only thought of Shri Krishna's happiness. Tat sukha sukhitvam, Narad ji said, when describing the love of the gopis, that the gopis loved Shri Krishna for his happiness, and they were happy in his happiness. It's not that gopis weren't happy, they were more happy. But they never felt a right on Shri Krishna. Gopiyon ke hriday mein ye feeling kabhi nahi thi ki mujhe adhikar hai Shri Krishna ke prem ke upar, mujhe adhikar hai, unko mujhse pyar karna chahiye. Wo kabhi nahi sochi koi bhi gopi. Gopiyan sochti thi main kaise unko sukh dun. Jab unko achha lagega, jab unko sukh milega, tab mere paas aa sakte hain, main taiyar hoon, meri teevra ichha hai unko dekhne ki, lekin jab unko achha lagega. So the gopis were the top A class. B class are the Raniya, the 16,108 queens of Shri Krishna. And C class is Kubja. She had the purely selfish love for Shri Krishna. But as Veda Vyasji says, Krishna Bhakta Sakamopi Varunya Sevakat Khalu Nishkamadapi tatkamo yato mokchaya kalpate. Sakam bhakti to Shri Krishna is better than nishkam bhakti to the devtas of swarg. Vedavyasji keh rahe hain ki Shri Krishna ka sakam bhakt mayik swargiya devtaon ke bhakt se अच्छे हैं. श्री कृष्ण का सकाम भक्त ऊंचा है और निष्काम वाला भक्त देवताओं का उसका स्थान नीचा है। क्यों? क्योंकि श्री कृष्ण का सकाम भक्त कुब्जा की जैसी वो माया से परे हो जाते हैं, श्री कृष्ण के धाम में चले जाते हैं, श्री कृष्ण का परमानंद मिलता है उनको, और देवताओं के निष्काम भक्त भी केवल मायिक स्वर्ग वाला सुख प्राप्त करते हैं थोड़े ही दिन के लिए, फिर मृत्यु लोक में वापस आते हैं। Even a selfish devotee of Shri Krishna like Kubja goes beyond Maya and attains the divine love of Shri Krishna, the perfect divine bliss. Whereas even a selfless devotee of the Mayic Devtas only can reach up to Swarg. So that is not a criticism of Kubja, but her class was not as high as that of the gopis. Shukdev ji in the Bhagavatam, even he praises Kubja. Duraradhyam samaradhya Vishnum sarveshvareshvaram yo vrinite manograhya masatvat kumanishyasau. Think about this. Shukdev ji is that I described yesterday, he's the highest type of jnani, a janmajat paramahans. Shukdev ji never felt a mayic desire in his life. His mind has been beyond maya since the time he appeared. That Shukdev ji is saying, Kubja's desires were not mayic. Kubja's desires were divine. So her love for Shri Krishna was pure. Sochi, Shukdev ji, jinke man mein kabhi mayik ichha hui hi nahi, aisa jnani mahapurush Kubja ki prashansa kar rahe hain. Actually, Kubja's level of attainment is higher than the yogis and jnanis. And we think, oh, she's just someone who loved Shri Krishna. She attained a higher state than the yogis and jnanis who worship formless God. So Kubja's love for Shri Krishna was great. Although it was not selfless, so that she didn't attain the height of the gopis, but it is still praiseworthy. In the words of Shri Kripaluji Maharaj, मायिक देवताओं के भक्त लोग निष्काम वाले भी निंदनीय हैं, कुब्जा वाले भक्त लोग प्रशंसनीय, वंदनीय और निंदनीय भी हैं, और निष्काम वाले भक्त गोपियों के जैसे भक्त वंदनीय हैं। So Kubja's love for Shri Krishna is praiseworthy, but she could have done better if she had loved Shri Krishna selflessly as the gopis had. So here Maharaji is saying, O jnanis, you think Brahm is nirlep according to the Vedas? Well, just like Vasudevji said in that Bhagavat shloka I quoted, Brahm is the abode of simultaneously existing opposites. Yes, he is all that, what the Vedas are saying. He's beyond this, he's beyond that. He's beyond good and bad, he's beyond desires, he's beyond Maya. But under the effect of his devotees, he becomes desireful. He desires the love of his devotees. The same amount of desire a devotee has for him, he has for his devotee. Can you imagine that? Brahm abandons his feeling of being nishkam, paramanishkam, purnatam, purushottam Brahm. He has no need for anything or anyone, and yet he's following Kubja. He's following the gopis. Why? Their love. However much a devotee loves him and desires him, he loves and desires that gopi. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tas tathaiva bhajam myaham. Gita. तो हम जितना प्यार उनसे करते हैं हमारी उनसे मिलने की जितनी तीव्र इच्छा है उनको भी उतना हमसे इतना ही प्रेम करते हैं और उनको इतनी ही तीव्र इच्छा है हमसे मिलने सोचिए उनकी इच्छा है हमसे मिलने तो ये भक्ति की महिमा और श्री कृष्ण के गुणों की महिमा है सो विल ऑल ऑफ दैट नॉलेज इज जस्ट इन अ वेरी नाइसली एलिगेंट एंड सिंपल वे इम्ब्यूड इन दिस वन सिंपल दोहा दैट वी आर गोइंग टू सिंग दोहा नंबर 95 जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे 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 जय राधे जय राधे राधे Krishna Jaya Krishna Jaya Krishna जाको कहीं निर्लेप अस पुनि पुनि वेद पुकार राधे राधे अस पुनि पुनि जा कर देखहु मधुपुरी सोई खूब जाको यार राधे राधे पुरी सोई खूब जाको यार राधे
जाकर देखहु मधुपुरी सोई कुब जा को यार राधे राधे मधुपुरी सोई कुब जा जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे 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 जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे
When Shri Krishna was in Mathura, although he wasn't revealing his pure divine love form, but he wasn't in his pure almighty form either, it's like a mixture of both. Some of his prema shakti was being revealed, but not all. Therefore, some of his aishwarya shakti was also apparent. Which means that he was more serious than he was in Braj, but he wasn't so serious that he just sat on his throne as Mahavishnu does without doing any leela of any kind. That is why when he was in Braj, he didn't tell Gita or give any knowledge, right? Krishna tvam pathakim pathami nanure Shastram kimugyayate. Maya Yashoda Shri Krishna se keh rahi hai, Lala, ab school jana hoga, padhna padega. Maya kyon? Kuch nahi janta hai, ka gha ga gha, kuch nahi, likhna nahi, padhna nahi. Be padhe likhe hain, gawar hain. क्यों मैया क्या पढ़ना है मुझे शास्त्र पढ़ना है लाला शास्त्र हां और वेद अच्छा ये क्या है उससे क्या सीखूंगा उससे भगवान के बारे में सीखोगे अच्छा भगवान कौन है तीनों लोक के ईश लाला उनके बारे में सीखना है उससे क्या मिलेगा मैया लाला उससे वैराग्य होगा वैराग्य हां संसार से राग न हो ऐसा होना चाहिए फिर वैराग्य से भक्ति होगी और भक्ति करने से मुक्ति मिलेगी मुक्ति मुक्ति क्या चीज है मैया अब मुक्ति का मतलब है कभी जन्म न लेना दुख का हमेशा के लिए अभाव मैया मुझे वो सब नहीं चाहिए आप मुक्ति अपने पास रखिए मुझे पढ़ना वढ़ना कुछ नहीं है बस गोपियों के मक्खन से मतलब है मुझे और उनके उनकी सब तोड़ना फोड़ फाड़ करना वो सब पसंद है मुझे, मुझे पढ़ने से मतलब नहीं मैया. ऐसे ब्रज में रहते थे हमारे श्री कृष्ण. मैया इज टेलिंग कृष्ण ही हैज टू स्टडी. इफ ही लर्न्स अबाउट द नॉलेज ऑफ गॉड ही कैन गेट मुक्ति. एंड श्री कृष्ण इज सेइंग मैया आई एम नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन मुक्ति, आई लाइक ब्रेकिंग द पॉट्स ऑफ द गोपीज एंड ईटिंग देयर बटर एंड शैटरिंग देयर नेकलेसेस एंड दिस इज व्हाट आई लाइक. यू कीप योर स्टडीइंग फॉर योरसेल्फ एंड कीप योर मोक्ष फॉर योरसेल्फ. This is how Shri Krishna lived in Braj. Pure madhurya, no type of seriousness or almightiness. When he was in Mathura, he was more serious. But still not 100% serious. You see, 17 times the demon Jarasandh attacked the kingdom of Mathura when Shri Krishna was living there. Although Ugrasen was the king, Kansa's father, but Shri Krishna was protecting him. Shri Krishna was his loyal subject. So Shri Krishna repelled the attacks of Jarasandh 17 times. On the 18th time, both Krishna and Balaram ran. Brahma ji kehte hain Bhagavat mein. कर्माण्यनीहस्य भवो भवस्यते दुर्गाश्रयोथारिभयात् कलायमन् कालात्मनो यत् प्रमदायुताश्रय स्वात्मन्रते खिद्यति धीर्विदामिह. कह रहे हैं कि आप काल के भी आत्मा हैं, आपके सामने यमराज भी डरते हैं, कांपते हैं, और आप एक तुच्छ राक्षस से भाग रहे हैं, मथुरा को छोड़ के द्वारिका तक भाग रहे हैं, और एक बार पीछे भी नहीं देखा, इतना डर था आपको, इतना डरपोक है. और वहां जाके एक द्वीप में नया शहर बसाया बनवाया, इतना डर. जबकि कह परमो देवः कस्यान मृत्युर्विभेति कस्य ज्ञाने नाखिलग्वं भवति. उपनिषद पूछ रहे हैं, गोपाल पूर्व तापनी उपनिषद पूछ रहा है कि सबसे बड़े कौन हैं, श्री कृष्ण हैं, किसके आगे मृत्यु भी कांपता है, श्री कृष्ण के आगे, किसको जानकर सारा ज्ञान अपने आप हो जाता है, श्री कृष्ण को जान के. कृष्णो हवई परमम दैवतम, गोपाल पूर्व तापनी उपनिषद उत्तर भी देता है कि वही श्री कृष्ण है, उनके आगे मृत्यु भी कांपती है. वो श्री कृष्ण एक तुच्छ राक्षस से डर कर रणभूमि को छोड़ के द्वारिका तक भागे. देखो विरोधाभास. ये विरोधाभास क्यों है? क्योंकि भक्तों का प्यार इतना बलवान है कि श्री कृष्ण को भी डरपोक बनाए. श्री कृष्ण ran away from the battlefield. When the demon Jarasandh attacked the kingdom of Mathura for the 18th time, Shri Krishna ran. Shri Krishna and Balaram turned tail and ran all the way to the coast of Gujarat and made a new city over there, and they never looked back. They came back and brought everything and secretly set up their new city there. Brahma, in this shloka from the Bhagavat that I sang, He's saying your leelas make no sense to someone who examines them intellectually. No one can understand them. How could someone in front of whom the god of death trembles, how could he be afraid of a little demon like Jarasandh? Yeah, sure, Jarasandh could terrorize the earth, but you're the maker of the whole universe. You're not afraid of anyone. And yet you ran from the battlefield and you earned yourself a new degree. Ranachor, the coward who ran from the battlefield. Why did he do this? For the love of his devotees. The devotees of Dwarikadhish Shri Krishna know him by the name of Ranachor. Can you imagine? It's like a gali, basically. It's like taking some negative quality of your beloved and making that his title. That's what bhaktas do to Supreme God. But they have the right. So to give happiness to his devotees, Shri Krishna ran from the battlefield and earned himself a new degree. So here Maharaji is referring to this, even though Shri Krishna is more serious in Mathura and Dwarika, but he was still willing to earn this new title from his devotees by running from the battlefield, even though he doesn't fear anyone or anything. Jake bhaya bhaya bhitaho. Even fear itself trembles in front of Shri Krishna. Mahakal barjor. The great god of death is so fearful in front of Shri Krishna. Jarasandh ke bhai soi bhaji banyo ranachor. Out of fear for Jarasandh, that same supreme power, same supreme god Shri Krishna, ran from the battlefield and earned himself a new nickname, Ranachor. And that's actually one of the favorite kirtan of the Dwarikadhish devotees. Hamare, they sing, Hamare Raja Ranachor. My great king, the coward who ran from the battlefield. Such is the greatness of bhakti, and this is an even greater guna of Shri Krishna than his guna of being the god of death. Think of that. He's the god of death. He's the god of death. He's so great. That's a great guna, a great quality of Shri Krishna. And yet this quality that makes him become a coward on the battlefield is an even greater quality, because that is his subservience to the love of his devotees.
Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. Jake bhaya भयभीत हो महाकाल बरजोर राधे राधे भयभीत हो जरासंध के भय सोई भाजी बन्यो रण छोर राधे राधे बन्यो जरासंध के भय सोई भाजी बन्यो रण छोर राधे राधे भाजी बन्यो रण छोर जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे 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 जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे